granted, not that Ventura's Yates of Horror. What's Yates of Horror for Ventura? We want to know Kola Shas. We want to know all of Shas. And we should be able to do it in one night and have time to sleep. All of Shas, you want to be bucky, and it should be quick, and we should still have 8 hours of sleep.
Yes.
It's a sophisticated Yetzirah. The Lu Yetzuya, you know, I saw once an article that they're working on a way to download people's brains. They think they're going to be able to soon, 20 years from now or something, download your entire brain. I don't know, but let's say that they're able to do it. Let's say they're able to do it finally at some point. The next project will obviously be what?
Uploading,
right. Uploading. So let's say, you know, let's project ourselves 50 years down the line or 100 years down the line, and they finally, the breakthrough, they can upload all of Shas into your brain. Gewaltig, right? Get the Vilna, download the Vilna Goyen's brain.
Exactly.
Sticks two electrodes into his brain, download it, and get yourself hooked up. Mm-hmm. And you walk around and you know Kol HaTorah Kula. Yoshevov, what do you say about that, Shmuel? Huh?
You probably did not get it.
I think it would be like walking around with all Shas that you could instantly access, but it wouldn't be, you wouldn't know it.
Let's say you
would know.
Let's say
like a book in your head.
Zero star.
So if the tachlis of Limud Torah is that you should know Torah, so listen to that. There couldn't be a better way than we should all be close our books. Let's go join the science project of learning, of inventing a way to download and upload brains, and we'll be set for life.
Super
standard part. Teretz is, that's not the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, as we were speaking about in the other few shiurim. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah, vada, you have to know the Torah. But the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to acquire Torah, kinyone Torah. So Chaim Friedlander Zatzal points out, I think Rav Dessler Zatzal made this here, if you could buy, somebody shows you see that car? That's a $50,000 car. Say, listen, I don't really have, you know, 50K in my wallet here, but so you know what? Okay, I'll give it to you for 45. That doesn't do it for me. So, okay. Let's go down to 40. Phew. That's a big discount, right?
Yeah.
That's if it's a 20% discount. Yeah, but you know, 40 is still a bit steep for me. And you're sitting there haggling with the guy. You get him down to $1,000.
Whoa.
Did you make a good deal?
Yeah, huh? The
car. Got $1,000. No, the guy agrees. He sells it to you for $1,000.
Yeah.
You made a good deal? Oh, boy, did you make a good deal. You come home, you come a $50,000 car, and they say, oh, how much you bust a, you know, dropped a big bucks for this one? He said, nope, got it for $1,000. Whoa! Celebration, fire rockets, right? Hammers over the head, the whole business, let's make a barbecue. You're going to celebrate it. What a gewaltig kinyan you made.
You robbed the guy.
Whatever, mitzad the coin. As far as the coin is concerned, you made a tremendous kinyan. Says our Friedlander Zatzal, but in Torah, it's the opposite. In Torah, it's the exact opposite. We know how much yigia, how much omel it takes to acquire Torah, even a little bit of Torah. Like Gemara says, divrei Torah, koshim liknoisen piklei zov, it's hard to acquire as gold, v'noyach la'abdom piklei kesis, piklei zchuchis, and it's easy to lose it like glass breaks and there's nothing left. Torah is from the heart, most difficult things to acquire. What if somebody could come and upload it to your head? So if you say it's like other kinyonim, so it should be gewaltig, it's a good deal. But in Torah, it's not a good deal. Punkt verkehrt. Lefum Lefum Tzara Agro. Thank you. The more that you put into the Torah, the more you pay, the better the deal. Exact opposite. We got to want $50,000 for the car. Says, you know what? I really want $55,000, $56,000. And end up paying $100,000 for the car. You got a lousy deal. In Torah, pum fakert. The more you put in, the better deal you got. It's the same Torah. Here, two guys. He got the upload, right? All right, so he spent $1,000 for it. He got the upload. And this guy, Nivul Nigun, who got the better deal? So if you look at Torah like everything else, the guy with the upload, he did it for $1,000 overnight, went to sleep. Oh, that Rabbi Shlomo says also, right? He says, you also want to have it during, nighttime. You want, while you're asleep, that the breeze should go into your head also. That the Torah should go into your head at night. I hope in Torah it doesn't work like this. The fum tzara agra. The more you put into Torah, the more you get out of Torah. Like the Mishnah, like Chazal say on the Tehillim, first Tehillim, Sefer Tehillim, Ashrei ha'ish asher lo holach be'atzas reshoyim v'derech hatoyim, Ashrei ha'ish asher loy b'derech reshoyim Meshim leishim lo yoshov kim besoros Hashem chefzer v'soroso yege yom v'layla. Chazal asks the kasha. First it says v'soros Hashem v'soros Hashem chefzer, the Torah of Hashem is his desire. And in his Torah, he's Yege Yom Olai. He thinks about day and night. So the Gemara says, whose Torah is it? Is it Hashem's Torah or the person who's learning it? Is his Torah? So the Midrash says, as I'll say, Tchila is Torah Hashem. In the beginning is Torah Hashem. After he toiled over it, Torah delay. It's his Torah. It's his Torah. So you acquired it. You paid for it. Ah, somebody's going to come after you. Guys, I bought the car. Oh, but it used to be in my car lots. It's not yours anymore. I paid for it. Kinyan Torah, that it should be your Torah, is Achra Shal Yoga Boy. After the person is toiling in Torah, he toiled in Torah to acquire it, it becomes Torah Delay. Before you toil it, it's not Torah Delay. And that's why the Groh, even though in the Shemaim, they sent him Magidim, they sent him Malachim to teach him Sodas HaTorah, so what good is that going to do me? It's not going to be my Torah. I only want the Torah that comes through Yigia. Why? So why did they send him in a Shemayim?
Right.
Why did they send him in a Shemayim? Teretz is, they wanted to, because the Goyen was such a tzaddik, was such a chosi, that he was deserving to already begin to receive his Olam Haba in Olam Hazeh. So Hashem wanted to give him a taste of his Olam Haba in Olam Hazeh. What do you get in Olam Haba? Chidushi Torah. You go to Masifta Derikia. There is not be Yigia. There everything is it goes glad. So they wanted to give him in a Shemayim Schar Oilam Abo in Oilam Hazeh, Matim Loi Min Oilam Abo in Oilam Hazeh. The Goyen says, that's wonderful, but I would rather wait and use the same amount of time till the Magid finishes his Drosha and his Shir. I could be a gay another hour or two in my own Limud Torah and be a richer man. I'll be a lot wealthier by being a gay in my own Torah than by listening to this Magid. Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, "B'didi after Uvda," he says, once the Goyen told him, it wasn't just once, I think, he sent, the Goyen told Rav Chaim Volozhiner, go to your brother, Rav Zelmele Volozhin, he says, go tell him that he should not, soon he's going to get a knock at the door, there's Malachim that are coming to him to reveal to him Chidush HaTorah, and tell him to send him away. Rav Chaim Volozhin says, he was a shaliach from the Groh to tell Rav Zalman did not accept the Malachim. So, all right, there were other reasons also, but that's the going. If you want to be wealthy, if you really want to be a wealthy person, a person would reject, would be done. We would, with open arms, we would, because we're looking for the Hano, we're looking for the Gishmak. The going wasn't looking for the Gishmak. The going was looking to do Ratzon Hashem, and Ratzon Hashem is in Shia Geabatur, to be Yegiya Satur is not a Hechet Timson. It's not just a method. But it is the etzem mitzvah of Limud Torah. Now we're going to go into that more today. Some other makaris for this. We spoke about that when a person toils over something, it's a riot that he likes it. A person not going to work hard, you know, he's telling people to barbecue, right? The barbecue. Out with the nafnef. It's called nafnef. You put the whole family in the car, schlep everything out there. Say, why are you working so hard for it? Take it out of your freezer, stick it in your microwave, and eat it home on your own table. What's the terror? It's an enjoyable experience. So people are working in order to make that thing happen. What you love, people work with a guy who's a businessman. He loves the deal. He's going to work hard and work hard and work hard. And Shvitz, ah, you schmack, gewaldig, gewaldig. Because he loves it. It's a barometer, it's a measure, a litmus test. How much we love Torah, how much yigir we put into it. And then we should really be checking ourselves continually that our avas Torah grows, and that's the way to check it. How much are we willing to stretch our brain and to exert our intellectual and physical and emotional energies to understand a bit of Tosus, to understand a Marshal, to understand a Rashi, to understand a Mishnah Berurah, whatever it is we're learning. Not to take it b'shitkes, not to take it superficially. Yeah, I can read through it. I can also get the upload soon. I'll be able to upload it. Daf Yomi is a gewaldig gezach. You know, people learn Balabatim or Daf Yomi, but they're being fed it. You know, it's not a magid, maybe. It's not a malach who's giving it to it. But, you know, it's a gewaldig gezach. Don't get me wrong. It's a gewaldig, all you Balabatim, you should come and learn Daf Yomi and come to the shir. They come at 5:30 in the morning, or 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning, whatever they come, the tremendous yigir that's involved in that is a gewaldig gezach. But to hear over the shir, or to use the art scroll Gemara to get it. Somebody said to me once, it takes the art scroll, it takes all the guesswork out of it. I shouldn't have said it takes all the guesswork. He says it takes all the amola out of it. So yediyah you'll have once. Or Shlomo Brevda said once, he said, you know why Daf Yomi became such a popular mitzvah? This is what Sharvan says. Because you can, afterwards, you can go and say, hey, I learned Daf Yomi, hey, we learned this sugya, we learned this sugya. You can bank it. In other words, you can use it right away. You get Hanoi, you go home, he goes home to the Baal Bos, tells his wife, we learned this remarkable thing in Daf Yomi today, and she thinks he's the Rosh Kibaha. Right? She's like blown away. Wow, the Shalom Bayis all of a sudden improves. My husband is such a tzaddik, he works and he learns. And you get the tangible results right in this world, right? That's good. You got to learn Musa say. What about Musa? I had a good Musa Seder today. What'd you learn in the Musa Seder? How bad my meat is. I can't have told you that. You don't learn Musa. There's a very utilitarian attitude towards learning, which is it's not Torah's emes. Right. The Torah Samus is the Torah that comes through Yigiyah. Pushing ourselves more and more and more and more. That becomes Torah Delay. And the other side of the same coin is that the more we toil in Torah, the more we love Torah. Because the things that we put effort into are the things that are really meaningful to us. The things that we don't put effort into are not as meaningful. Why does a person love his own children more than the neighbor's kids? Not because it's your own child, it came from your DNA. That's only part of it. People who adopt children also will love those children much more than other people's children. Why? Because how much they invested in them. How much energy and time and emotion and money that's invested in those children. That's what's mikasher. That makes the kesher between the person and the object of his toil. And so not only is Yigiyah Satara the litmus test, the barometer to see what our level of Avas Torah is, but it's the derech to acquire and elevate the Avas Torah. Once when I was one of my bechinas for smicha by Rav Scheinberg, he was going over different deep enyanim in Yeredeya, very lomdish enyanim, and all of a sudden in the middle of the bechina, he said, ah! There's so geschmack. That's one. Couldn't contain himself. We're not learning, you know, Marals or Zohar. We're learning Yoredeya, Yisuf Ehetar. You know, I remember what it was. Ruben called the Parsh Ruben. I don't remember what the sugi was. There's so geschmack. Like we said, you know, after last night, somebody gave me, my daughter gave me this piece of chocolate cake. Came from one of these bakeries, you know, Kosher bakeries out there in Givat Shaul. She said, you got to taste this. It's 12 o'clock at night. I was up till who knows what time last. I was after 12. You got to taste this. It's worth tasting. And this, I never tasted a piece of cake like this in my life. I told my daughter, this is Kosher, the valley and the depth of Taiva. You cannot go beyond Melachim. Did not eat this well in a previous Doris. This is the tachlis of taiva. There's nothing beyond that. It says in the pasuk in Navi, zohav sogur. There was a certain type of gold called zohav sogur, closed gold. So Gemara says, what was closed gold? Closed gold was that certain different qualities of gold. It's a certain type of gold they used in the base of mikdash, zohav sogur. That whoever, if a merchant got his hands on it, he was selling zohav, that type of zohav. Every other merchant had to close shop. Because there was no comparison. Like it was, this was a tachli sataiva. There was nothing higher than this. And that's in oilam hazeh, right? That's taiva oilam hazeh. Yeah, a good piece of chocolate cake is also gishmak. But there's taiva lifnim taiva lifnim taiva. You know, this must have been loaded with klipas. Besides all the cream, all the klipas atuma and klipas ataiva were on top of this thing. But not only is yigiyas haTorah the litmus, but it's the derech to acquire the avas Torah. So the Torah comes so gishmak, it's more gishmak than that piece of cake. The Vilna Goyen said, right, is anybody here who has ever learned a piece of Torah which was really gishmak? Is anybody who didn't? We're all in yeshiva because Torah is gishmak, right? Nobody's in yeshiva unless he finds Torah is gishmak. Maybe not every minute of his limud Torah, maybe not every subject in his limud Torah, but Torah in general is gishmak, like it says in the song that we sing as soon as to learn. And Torah is a good tzar. It's the best tzar. Right? Torah is the best tzar. It's the best merchandise. It's gishmak. Limud Torah is gishmak. With all the gishmak, think about your best sugya, the best day. Mamish, it was gishmak. Like a great shir that you heard. That's not the sweetness of Torah. Says the going, that's not yet tam Torah. You haven't tasted Torah yet. Limud, the tam of Torah, is only available to those who have eradicated all other forms of pleasure in their life. Every bit of taiva knows to eat a piece of dry bread in this cake that I talk about would be exactly the same to that person. What's the fear? When a person has eliminated all his taivas in this world, then begins the real gishmak of Torah. So what do we taste? It's just the smell. It's reyach Torah. Smell is gishmak, right? Smell is also gishmak. It's not the taste of Torah. It's not Talmud. Dor HaChaim HaKadosh says in Parshas Kisovoy that if a person would taste the real Masikus of Torah, he would go crazy over it. He would literally Hoyo Mishtageya. He would go wild in pursuit of it, and he would forget about all the gold and silver and everything else. It wouldn't mean anything to him. That's what the going meant, that the real Tam HaTorah is when you completely lose interest in everything else in the world. That's how that Maisa with Rava, that Tzvuki was watching him and he was learning and he was pressing, I don't know how he was sitting, it's still a pellet to me how he was doing this, and he was pressing on his thumb and blood was spurting out. He says, I'm a Paziz. He says, what a reckless people you are. He says, he was in Gan Eden. I said, what are you talking about? It's Gan Eden. Oh, the famous Maisa of Aaron Kodlers, that's all. And he went to get money from a big Baal Tzedok, and he told him, you give money for yeshiva, and in the next world you get reward for all the Torah that was made possible through your tzedakah. Let's say you give money for the yeshiva for 50 years, you're going to get all of Shas many times over with all the shir klolis and everything. You're going to get all that Torah, no ilam ab, you get schar for all of it. He says, really? He says, yeah, absolutely. He gave him a nice donation. Rav Aaron Kotler was with one of his Talmidim at the time. The Talmid accompanied him. And after he left, the Talmid asked him, Rebbe, is that true what you told him? Sometimes you can bend a little bit for is that true what you told him? He says, absolutely. He said, Rebbe, so why am I learning in yeshiva? I should go become a millionaire and I'll be able to acquire a lot more Torah through that than if I learn on my own. If I learn on my own, how much am I going to accomplish? Even if Baal Kishrin, I'm good, I'll finish Shas once, twice, whatever. But if I have millions of dollars, I could have millions of Shasim. It's a good kasha, huh? So Baron told him, he says, right, Emes, Oilam Haba you'll have, but Oilam Haza you won't have. What did Baron say? Oilam Haba you will have, but not Oilam Haza. Terror was so good. Rabbanan's terror was so gishmak. What's life with it? without a Gishmaka Taisus? Like, what do you live for? What is it that you actually live for? That level of Avas Torah, at that level, you possibly lose interest in everything else. It's not the pshat that the person were like, you know, the Essenes or something. Separate yourself, right? Stoic Essenes and things. Separate ourselves from the physical pleasures because there's an enyan in that. There is an enyan in that for kapora, but that's something else. It's not a person who is miyageh himself in Torah. Slowly begins to lose his ava. This is maybe bad news for some of you, but you begin to lose your kesher with the physical things. But if you really think about it, everybody, according to his madrega, you have lost interest in certain physical pleasures. You know, somebody will come and offer you a bowl of sugar right now to go outside and play with them, or something like that, or to learn to. You're not gonna. So right, that's on a crude level. But we've all given up things and do give up things for limud Torah, not because we're punishing ourselves, but because Torah's gishmak for us. And that continually can continually increase and grow to the extent that we're yageya, that we toil in Torah itself. So not only is yigis Torah the measuring stick, but it's the way to acquire avos Torah. And the more avos Torah we have, the less we are interested in the things that bother us from the matur in the first place. And that's how G'dayli Yisroel. You have 36 hours to dorm. Some go to Israel, you have like 36 hours a day. I was in China, 36 hours a day. It's hard to understand, but it's 36 hours a day. I see that the clock doesn't allow me any more time, so I'm going to show you tomorrow.
Let me make some chocolate cake, Mishmar.